Evers is proposing $30 million to floodproof communities, restore wetlands, and support farmers when they lose crops. He also wants to generate another $100 million through utility contributions to a state program that promotes energy efficiency. Fred Clark with Wisconsin's Green Fire says the proposals are a significant step.
If there was only one thing to find consensus on, I hope that it would be helping Wisconsin communities prepare for climate change, including being ready for the next big storm event and transitioning to clean, renewable energy.
Republican lawmakers like Senator Rob Coles say the governor's proposal spends too much, but he thinks common ground may be found on funding for energy efficiency and the state's program for purchasing public lands. Evers is proposing to reauthorize the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program with $70 million a year in bonding over the next decade. Supporters of the land purchase program argue there is strong support for land conservation statewide. A survey last August found 92% of voters support reauthorizing the program for another decade. Matt Dahlman is Deputy State Director of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin.
There's still room to utilize a program like this and protect some valuable lands for nature and definitely for the people that come up here and recreate and enjoy our lands.
Some Republican lawmakers have opposed continued funding for the program. Coles thinks the legislature should reauthorize the stewardship fund, but he said the question is how much funding the program should receive for land purchases. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.